This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The thing we have dealing with here domestically, obviously the potential government shutdown, a lot of things going on, D.C. related, President Trump related. I doubt we'll get through all of them, but we always like to check in from time to time. Mr. Brad Card from Chartwell Strategy joining us here on Brian and Company. Sir, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Brian. Good morning.
For me, and I mentioned this yesterday, and I don't mean to make light of it. I mean, there are real jobs, real things at stake. But the government shutdown talk, I tend to tune out. It gives me, I don't know if it's a yawn or an eye roll, but it's just annoying that we can't come up with some sort of more of a grand bargain to make things run the way they're supposed to run. But I'm curious about you and the Beltway folks, how they process when we get to these junctures.
Yeah, we're annoyed too. It doesn't make a lot of sense, especially this shutdown, because this is really owned by the Democrats, in my opinion, solely. Republicans and Democrats have been playing this game for a long time. This particular budget that we're working under goes back to Joe Biden and Democrats, and it's what they have already voted on. Democrats have already voted on a continuing resolution 13 times, and to keep the government open, they have said throughout every one of them, we have to keep the government open. The shutdown is too catastrophic. It's bad. This is a clean CR, which means there are no extraneous policy riders. It's a 24-page bill. This is not a controversial bill, but Democrats want to add a bunch of stuff into this, and Republicans have said, look, this is not the place to do it. It only goes for 1 month. It just gives us a month time to get the appropriations bills moving. I would think they're going to need to come back and do a longer-term CR anyway to fund the government and what they're not able to get through, to fund the bills that they won't be able to get through within this month period. But this doesn't make sense. This is a clean CR. And the Democrats use their own words. Republicans can use their own words against them because they have spouted time and time again that a shutdown is the worst thing that can happen.
Sure.
And there's no need for it. So they could end it tonight. They could end it right now if they would agree to vote for this bill to pass the House.
I think both sides at one point or another have said you can't have a government shutdown. But I think that there's both sidism to that particular part of it. But for me, like the health care provisions that they're saying they don't want goodnighted, this and that. Well, first of all, so this one would only we might have this conversation in another month, even if it's passed. Is that what you're also saying? Like, even if this goes through, we're still going to have to deal with it in a month.
Well, yeah, the Republicans and Democrats need to come together, and they are starting to conference some of the bills. So they need to pass the appropriation bills or pass the CR to fund the government at the end of this November, by November 21st, if they agreed to this CR. That, to me, I think makes the most sense. Is for Democrats, if they had played that game to say, okay, we'll give you this 30 days, but we're not going to go along with another CR after this, and we're telling you now for all these reasons. But I don't get this. I really don't get it. I think politically bad for Democrats.
Well, I mean, I'm curious because the health care provisions, are any of their concerns legitimate in wanting to not have some of these goodnighted?
Well, not at this particular time, because they don't expire right now, right? They don't expire till the end of the year. So you do have time. The Obamacare tax credits don't expire till the end of the year. So all you've got to do is raise those an issue, and then I think back off. They want to pull rescissions out of the the bill that just passed, the one big beautiful bill, that's not practical. That's not logical. That's not going to happen. They put in things in there to say that they want to prevent the president from doing this in the future. They want language like that in the bill. They also want to put back funding for NPR and, you know, for the public radio that has already been pulled. So these are things that just are not, they're not going to happen. These are policy decisions that have been in previous bills and been done, and they're trying to undo them in this bill. And all the Republicans, I think the message for Republicans is very clear. This doesn't change a thing for 30 days, you know, until November 21st. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah. And I think Schumer got so much heat for, you know, making a deal last time. I feel like he's maybe feeling like he's got this is a hill he's got to, you know, fight for. And it's interesting that take. I mean, I don't follow it close enough to know everything. So, you're credible in my book. I take you at your word on this. I'm just curious. I mean, you assume, I mean, I have other questions about other issues, but we're obviously coming close to the end. You assume the Democrats will have to compromise here, right? I mean, do they have any leverage at all?
I don't see the leverage. I think Republicans are winning the message game, in my opinion, because it's an easy message. We're not changing anything. We're not putting policy riders in. We're just extending what we're already doing right now for 30 days. And, oh, Democrats, you have already voted for the same thing numerous times. Democrats are explaining. And when you're explaining in politics, you're losing.
We're talking with Brad Card from Troutwell Strategy here on Brian and Company. You know, I was going to ask some bigger picture questions. I don't know if you have any comments. I mean, the thing is that you can be totally diametrically opposed to, say, Mom Donnie wins in New York, and you can think he's the worst possible outcome for New York. But does that mean the federal government should withhold funding?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah. Look, I think the whole Mondani thing is a gift to Republicans longer term, especially the Republicans in New York that are up for re-election. Mike Lawler's, the Nick LaLota, Andrew Gabarino, Nicole Malliotakis. This is a radical position, and I think you're going to see a lot of people move out of New York as a result of this, and he's kind of gone after the billionaire class, if you will, which may sound great, but with those billionaires will go a lot of jobs. And we've already seen a lot of jobs leave New York City and go down to Florida, and I think we'll see a whole lot more of that. And you know, when you're against private home ownership, when you want to have a state-run, grocery stores, and it is on and on and on, and he's really attacking the business community in New York, and I just don't see that being a solution that is going to play well for Democrats long term. I think that Donald Trump has kind of broken the mold in a lot of areas, and he's pushed the envelope in a lot of areas. And my opinion, the biggest reason why he got elected, why he got reelected this time, was because of a broken immigration system. And I think Mondani wants to just wipe all of that out. And I don't believe that's where the American people are. And I think that will help other Republicans in an off-year election when Republicans, history would say Republicans should lose the House.
Yeah. We got to run. Good stuff, Brad. Good to catch up with you. Hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Brian. We'll see you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.